La expresión de la semana, to have a go at someone. Annie, to have a go at someone means meterse con alguien.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you're always having a go at me. Sometimes I have a go at you when you make a mistake. If you make the same mistake for the 20 millionth time, then I might have a go at you.
Okay.
Okay, but I don't have a go at you very often.
Sometimes.
Let's have a look at some examples then. Deja de meterte conmigo. ¿Quieres? Ya he perdido perdón, Annie.
Will you stop having a go at me? I said I'm sorry, Annie.
I said. Okay, I say every day and yesterday I said. Cambia la pronunciación vocal. I said. Okay, ¿por qué está James siempre metiéndose con su secretaria?
Why is James always having a go at his secretary?
Why is James always having a go at his secretary? Good. No hay por qué meterse con Sam. Él estaba de vacaciones cuando ocurrió.
There's no need to have a go at Sam. He was on holiday when it happened.
Good. There's no need to have a go at Sam. Excellent. No te metas con nosotros si las cosas no salen como esperabas.
Don't have a go at us.
Okay, todo junto, ¿eh? Don't have a go at us.
Don't have a go to...
O si quieres, rómpelo en dos. Don't have a go at us.
Don't have a go at us.
That's what it is. Don't have a go at us.
Okay. Don't have a go at us if things don't turn out as you expected.
Cool. Good. Okay. Morris se metió conmigo por decir a mis compañeros lo del acuerdo.
Morris had a go at me for telling my colleagues about the deal.
Bien. Nosotros pronunciamos colleagues. ¿Cómo, Annie?
Colleagues.
No colleagues, sino colleagues.
Colleagues. Okay.
Te lo acabo de hacer yo. Colleague, ok, compañero.
Uh-huh.
Es curioso porque nosotros decimos colleague, que es compañero, y cuando vosotros decís colega, es más bien a mate or a friend, ok, uh-huh. O incluso a companion.
Uh-huh.
O sea, que lo hacemos casi al revés, ¿vale? Aunque companion en sí no se dice muy a menudo.
Ok.
Good, the next one.
Cuando llegué esta mañana, Clive estaba metiéndose con Steven por las cifras de venta.
Clive y Steven. O Clive and Steven.
Clive and Steven.
Bien. When I arrived this morning, Clive was having a go at Steven about the sales figures. Okay?
Okay.
And he promised me one thing, that you will never, ever have a go at me anymore.
I can promise you that.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.